Carnarvon artist Sue Helmut has immersed herself in the subjects of her latest exhibition, literally. Sue has been sitting in a strawberry field, crouched amongst the tangled trunks of mallee trees while she quietly observes goats, or surrounded by tall corn stalks, the silk tassels all but tickling her face as she paints. Sue Helmut is the artist in residence for the Gascoyne Food Council, and her oil paintings showcase the region's fresh produce and the people who grow it. Sue's latest exhibition, called Frontier of Food, opens on Thursday as part of the Gascoyne Food Festival. Hello, Sue.
Good morning, Vanessa.
Now, you also spent time with a beekeeper. Just describe this process and what fascinated you about spending time with a beekeeper.
Okay. Well, the beekeeper was a really fantastic experience. Firstly, I had to suit up, of course, in the beekeeper suit, and being only 4'11", that was quite interesting, as the one size fits all didn't quite fit. But the beekeeper took me through the various hives, and we had a good peek at what the bees were actually doing in terms of their production with the honey and the honeycomb, which was absolutely fascinating. I hadn't sort of seen it on that scale or up that close before. It was just, that really captured my imagination in terms of how I could, work with that in terms of producing some artworks. And even just seeing the beekeeper himself, just there's something quite mysterious, I think, about the beekeeper, all suited up with the, the tools and things, and how they actually handle, really sort of handled that process and the bees. So it was fascinating.
And that piece is in the exhibition, which opens on Thursday?
It is in the exhibition, and I have to say it's probably one of my favourites. And just the glow, just the colours, the glow of the honeycomb is just absolutely spectacular. And in this particular painting, I've used a lot of really sort of beautiful, thick, luscious oil paint and quite chunky paint to really sort of capture that texture of the honeycomb.
Do you remember the noise or even the smell?
The noise is quite, obviously the bees get a little bit more excited after you, sort of spend a bit more time moving them around a little bit and moving the honeycomb. So the sound is just incredible. But I think just actually just watching them in action, just their movement and the smell, I was sort of really trying to just take in all the visuals. The sound and their movement is quite intriguing, really.
You've also captured a number of still lifes, an ice chest full of pink snapper, a basket of capsicums freshly picked, or a blaze of mango flowers that look a lot like fireworks. You've really had to focus on some fine details, haven't you, Sue?
I do, but it's quite interesting because when I sort of, pack my car and up with my paints and I head out on a field trip, I'm not really quite sure of what I'm going to see and, what's going to inspire me to want to paint. So I get out there and I see some amazing things that I really don't quite expect that I'm going to see. And the colours, I'm really drawn to colour and it's a really important aspect of my work. I do really, as you said in the intro, I really do like to immerse myself in the subject, and that's a really important part of my information gathering. So I will sit there for, hours at times and just really observe what's going on, and I make some quick colour studies while I'm there. And then I actually come back in the studio and compose those into compositions. I don't necessarily paint exactly what I see. It's often, my interpretation, and I do create a little bit of a story around the works. But, there's certainly a lot of detail, particularly with the mango flowers in bloom, and that was absolutely spectacular, and it really, really was just like this whole explosion of colour and fireworks. And a lot of sort of detail in sort of capturing the buds and the flowers for that particular work.
Well, from watching trawlers head out to sea to sitting in the dry Gascoyne riverbed, what have you come to understand, Sue, about food production in the Gascoyne?
It's incredibly diverse, Vanessa. It really is. I mean, living here, we hear that, but I think until you actually go out and see these things and experience it, which I've been so lucky to have been doing, over the last many months since September last year. And it's really given me that appreciation of how diverse it is, you know, as you say, ranging from, you know, the growing of the fruit and veg out on the plantations, which is really seasonal and changes throughout seasons, through to the livestock out on the pastoral stations, the seafood industry, you know, with the trawlers heading out and also the commercial businesses here, you know, bringing in and unloading the fresh catch of seafood from, you know, the beautiful pristine waters of Shark Bay, through to, you know, operations like the beekeeper. So it is incredibly diverse, but it is quite, you know, a thriving large industry that produces a you know, quite a substantial amount of food each year.
And so wonderful to capture it in oils as well.
Ah, incredibly. I mean, oils are just such a beautiful medium. You know, you can just, the layering and the colours that you can achieve with oils is, there's something really special about it. And I do work in other mediums as well, but I have to say oils, you know, is my favourite medium and it is what I keep coming back to. There's something quite magical about working with oils. But yes, look, it's been an amazing experience and I think we're very lucky to have that diversity of food production here in the Gascoyne.
Sue, it's been lovely to speak with you to get an insight into the upcoming exhibition Frontier of Food, launched on Thursday and on show until Friday the 23rd of August at the Carnarvon Library and Gallery on Egan Street. Now you've finished it, you've just got to hang it all and prep it and get it ready for opening night.
Yeah, that's right. This is exciting. I mean, it's all exciting. This part's equally exciting as just getting the works, you know, hung on the beautiful gallery walls. And I'm really looking forward to sharing these works. You know, you spend so much time as an artist working on these works over, you know, many, many months. And it's quite exciting to get them out there. It's why we do it. And I'm really looking forward to sharing them with everybody. And, yeah, when the exhibition opens to the public on Friday. So, very exciting times.
Well, enjoy it. Thank you, Sue.
Thank you so much, Vanessa.
Sue Helmut, she's a Carnarvon-based artist, and Frontier of Food is launched Thursday night and opens to the public on Friday and then will be on display until Friday the 23rd at the Carnarvon Library and Gallery. It's on Egan Street. It's all part of the Gascoyne Food Festival, a large program of events. You can find out details online.